Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Pentecost Sunday marks the birthday of the church. Jesus had asked his followers to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and suddenly he arrived. Pentecost was a Jewish harvest festival and was held 50 days after the Passover. It was one of three annual pilgrimage festivals, so Jerusalem would have been heaving with pilgrims from all over the region. The group of Jesus' followers was probably gathered in the upper room where they'd been in the habit of meeting. One can imagine them meeting quietly and prayerfully as they'd done since the time of Jesus' ascension. Then everything changed as they were overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. A completely new era had begun and was marked by wind and fire. The violent wind filled the whole house, symbolizing the breath of life that the Holy Spirit brings. The tongues of fire, which rested on each of them, spoke of the cleansing and refining work of the Spirit. No one could miss the fact that something dramatic was taking place. As the Holy Spirit came upon them, they spoke in other languages as they worshipped. What an incredible moment. Our experience of the Holy Spirit might be very different, but we should be encouraged that he is the same Spirit who wants to blow his breath of life into us today, as well as refine us with his fire. One thing that the Holy Spirit never does is to leave things the way they are. He is constantly challenging, renewing, and purifying us as we worship God together. So let me ask you this question. In what ways have you experienced the wind and fire of the Holy Spirit? And now let's pray together. God, our Father, thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit. Help us to welcome him today so that we may become more like Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.